You're listening to the Winter Interview Series on the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast, brought to you by Exmark Manufacturing. 30 years of pioneering spirit and innovation have resulted in legendary durability, all-day comfort, and unmatched cut quality. Go check them out at Exmark.com. And Crest Commercial, introducing the 8-Minute Cyber System, the industry's first truly game-changing innovation in commercial battery-powered OPE. Professional landscapers can now replace their gas-powered equipment without sacrificing performance, power, or runtime. For more information or to find a Crest dealer near you, visit Crest.com. You're listening to the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast, the weekly show sharing proven methods and systems in marketing, equipment, and customer service, educational and motivational, to help make your lawn care business an overwhelming success. Now, here's your host, Julio Tomei.
Welcome, Lawn Care Nation, to another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. I'm your host, Julio Tomei, and this is episode number 452, entitled Interview with Michael Pilipovich from Milwaukee Tools. Well, hello, everybody, and thanks again for joining me this week on another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. Really appreciate you guys tuning in each and every week, and of course, for the questions, the comments, and the feedback that you guys have been sending through. I really do appreciate that. Spring is fast approaching. And soon I'll be back to the weekly mowings in my lawn care business. But it's not too late if you want to come onto the show and share your lawn care business journey with Lawn Care Nation. Just hit me up, send me a DM message through if you follow me on Instagram, or you can head on over to the website lawncarebusinesssuccess.com and go to the contact page, or alternatively, you can look through the podcast show notes, and there is a leave voicemail message link there in the bottom that you can click on and just leave me a direct message there. So this week's episode, I have an interview here with Michael Pilipovich. We're going to go through all of Milwaukee Tools USA's battery OPE offerings. We're going to go through each and every tool, kind of talk about what they have, as well as kind of talk about all of the different batteries that Milwaukee puts out, to kind of get some clarification on all of the different types of batteries that are available, and when you should be using those types of batteries, or for what applications. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Michael Pilipovich to the show. Hey, Michael, how's it going?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you so much for taking the time out to come onto the show and talk to my audience.
Of course. Thanks for having us, Leo.
Awesome. So Milwaukee has a bunch of very exciting things happening in the OPE lineup here for us guys in lawn care and landscaping. Even sort of sprinkling into the construction side that can sort of have dual purpose. Some cool things I've seen, like compactors and things that can kind of be used in both industries. But you guys started out, I remember, in 2017, putting out that first Milwaukee string trimmer. And it was very popular with a lot of guys. So maybe speak a bit about Milwaukee's, you know, kind of transition from the other sort of, you know, things everybody knows about, the drills and grinders and all that stuff, and going into the OPE.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we look at Milwaukee's investment into the outdoor power equipment space, it really has begun just a few short years ago, as you mentioned. Back when we launched one of those first products in 2017 with something like the string trimmer that you also mentioned, we were really meeting the needs of the installed user base, who were really demanding outdoor power equipment products for both on and off their job site. Things that they would use for, such as a blower for supplemental cleanups, even on when doing something like construction, but then also would want to take it home and use it off the job site as well. Mm-hmm. And this was really focused on really maximizing their investment in currently what was the M18 system. Mm-hmm. So over time, over the past couple of years, as we've launched new products in the space and how technologies have grown, we really have started to see supplemental. At the time, we were seeing supplemental adoption from areas like landscape maintenance. So back earlier, as you mentioned, from 2017 and beyond, we were really looking and seeing where technology was going and also what other upcoming regulations were going to be coming down the pipeline as well. Mm-hmm. And we figured this was the right time to invest and go big. And then that's when we made the full commitment into the outdoor power equipment space as a business unit back in 2020. And we really put five key areas for investment when looking to how we're going to really tailor our approach specific to outdoor power equipment.
Okay.
That first is going to be around really our engineering expansion. When we first began back in 2017, as you said, we had roughly about 10 engineers in total that were dedicated to the outdoor power equipment space. And today we have over 200 are dedicated to outdoor power equipment. Yeah, so a large bulk of those are going to be focused in on really the NPD side, as we're looking to really churn out those new solutions, as you've seen, kind of really expediting what you saw back in 2017 and beyond. Mm-hmm. Also, as well, when we took a look at other engineering teams, we have a group of advanced engineers who really look at the advanced engineering capabilities for stuff like pushing mechanisms, subsystems, power densities, et cetera, really things that haven't been seen in the market before. And what they're doing in the background is taking a look at these unique and complex problems and then looking to then hand those off to our new product development engineers that I mentioned before to allow them to have a faster speed to market and get our products out in a quicker way. So really our last then major focus for our engineering expansion is going to be our front-end innovation team. They're going to be really dedicated to solving complex problems out there that really no other brand has looked at in this space. Mm-hmm. I would say they're not necessarily designing products and subsystems like some of our other team members are in engineering, but really looking at the overall unique approach to the product and identifying unsolved problems, again, that are more conceptual that others have not really gone into yet. And a good example of that that I'd say is going to be something like when we launched our M12 fuel hatchet a few years back. Yeah, so that's a good example that we like to highlight about. We took a really ground up approach to this and didn't go out and say, hey, we want to revolutionize the way that a chainsaw is used. We really wanted to take a step back and see users wanted something grounded in compact pruning for tight areas as well as better control in elevated surfaces. Mm-hmm. So with that, we really honed that into our user needs and came up with a compact, lightweight design in a very ergonomic fashion, and thus the hatchet was born. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the investments that we've made really specifically on engineering. Next as well, when we look into an area like product management, second big investment area that we've made in the past few years. So back in 2017, as we mentioned, we had one product manager who was overseeing the entire business unit in all categories. Now, that didn't really allow that person to then have the bandwidth to really deep dive into each product category and really truly be the expert in the area to keep pushing forward technologies and making sure that we're hitting the evolving user needs there. But today, fast forward, we now have 10 dedicated product managers that are really able to deep dive into these categories to truly provide best-in-class solutions and be the expert in their spaces to represent those user needs, ranging from chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, hedge trimming, pruning, you name it. A lot of those areas now have those dedicated product managers to continue to flush out those ideas and work with the team to provide those solutions to the market. Mm-hmm. Third, I would say our third bigger investment is going to be around our landscape solutions team, which is an end-user-focused sales team across the country that's partnering with top landscaping companies to really get new products in front of them, understand their main frustrations and needs for those larger commercial type companies, also as well as really help them with the challenges of electrification that are going to be coming for these companies that are at a much larger scale than just having one or two products.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this team really started out in California with just a few team members, and really we've expanded this to nationwide coverage with team members really in those top markets of where we are starting to see those larger conversions happen for landscape maintenance companies.
Okay, very cool.
And I would say our last two areas we're really focusing in on for that investment. I would say for manufacturing, we made a huge investment into a facility in Mexico. So this facility is not just going to be dedicated to outdoor power equipment, but it's definitely going to help set us up for the long-term scaling needs that we're going to need as a business and be able to support that capacity as we continue to grow outdoor power. You know, also as well, one huge benefit to that is shorter ship times and lead times from Mexico to our distribution center in Olive Branch, Mississippi. As we see different spikes, as I'm sure you've seen in the markets, as we have, you know, a late break in spring, an early break in spring, so on, we're able to get product ready to sell in the market faster by just having that shorter travel time.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
And then as we've really been pushed... And as we've really been pushing all these areas, our last one I just wanted to mention was our investment in testing capabilities with our new product development and with a lot of what our engineering team is doing. So we're able to really invest in areas like sod fields and forestry spaces for continued testing, as well as more testing and scaling with NPE programs for stuff like fixtures and all the resources that are going to be needed to continue to keep pushing each of these projects forward. So those are really the top five areas that we've really gone on a pretty exponential curve from just humble beginnings in 2017 to key investment areas that we're in now.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's so neat to see all of the different tool offerings that you guys have been coming up with, a lot of them so unique. I know when I met you there at the Equip Expo, seeing those telescoping pruning shears and the handheld pruning shears, immediately I was like, oh, like my dreams have been answered. Like, that's one of the things, especially with the telescoping ones, the traditional ones with the rope and stuff. I used to carry them in the trailer all the time. Mm-hmm. In 2015, my trailer got stolen, and that's the one, and they stole everything out of it. That was the one tool I never replaced because I hated those string pull pruners. They would always get stuck up in the tree.
Sure.
You wouldn't pull them hard enough or whatever. And when I saw that battery powered one, I was like, oh, finally, I can finally use a telescoping pruner again without being on a ladder and all this other stuff. Just really unique solutions that you guys are bringing to the market, the handheld ones as well. Very, very neat to see. And very neat to see how people are, you talked a bit about the hatchet a unique use of that. My next door neighbor is totally into dirt biking in the backcountry, and he carries one strapped to the dirt bike in case he gets through a trail and there's a fallen tree and he has to clear the trail. He's got the hatchet with him to clear that brush and get it cleaned up so that he can be back on his way. So it's neat to see people using those tools for different things that weren't, you know, something that didn't even exist previously a couple of years ago.
Sure.
And how well it's being accepted by different people. So maybe let's maybe dive into all of the sort of new product offerings that you guys have coming out.
Absolutely.
That you guys had it there at the Equip Expo. So first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say one of the biggest things draws there was the backpack blower, a new offering from Milwaukee, as well as you guys updated your handheld blowers as well.
That's correct. Yes.
So
So when we look at, Sure. Yeah. So let's start with the first one that you mentioned, M18 fuel dual battery backpack blower. Really is a key solution for the landscape maintenance professional, as it is one of the everyday tools that they're going to be using. So we wanted to make sure that we really got this product right. So as we've seen, this product is really going to have higher blowing force than 60 cc gas. So really outperforming some leading gas competitors in this space. We're also able to give some features such as fully ramping up to full throttle in under 1 second, as well as really adding in the most adaptive design and comfort for making sure that something larger that's on your back that you're using for an extended period of time, you really have comfort in mind to make sure that you're not fatigued for longer periods of usage. So it's a solution we're extremely excited for that the market will start to see in the very near future in a couple months. And we really are excited for it because it's going to help grow and really round out. It's one of our massive focuses for the outdoor trades being not just blowers, but specifically the backpack blower.
Mm-hmm. So with that particular one, it's got an interesting design because marketed as a two battery blower, but it has the capacity to hold four batteries. So is that what you're talking about in terms of like the comfort of like if you need, you know, the extra runtime, you can load it up with four batteries, but it'll run off two if you don't want to?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to mention that. So just short, just quickly on the point before. So between our adjustment to the shoulder straps, our adjustment to the nozzle length, et cetera, that's kind of what we're looking at for the most adaptive design for how much comfort the user can provide. But excellent point that you mentioned about the batteries. So yes, this is a dual battery backpack blower, but as you just mentioned, you do have the capability to hold up to four M18 batteries. So therefore, if you're doing something, a longer application and need that more runtime, you're able to load it up with four batteries to, again, get extended runtime in use. But if you're just doing quick supplemental stuff where you're very close to a power source, you are able to take out two of those batteries and just run it off of a two-battery setup, give you a little bit lighter weights as you're, again, just closer to a power source. Mm-hmm. So absolutely able to use it in both orientations, just depending on what the job calls for that day.
Yeah, yeah. But the other thing that I noticed in terms of blowers as well that I can really appreciate is that you guys don't sort of sit back and kind of, you know, put out a product and then that's it. And specifically what comes to mind is your handheld blower. So I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, is it like the third generation now that it's on of a handheld blower? So you guys are always sort of pushing the envelope.
Yes, exactly. And that's a great point, Julio, that we should mention, that every product that's coming out is never going to be the last one of that iteration that you're going to see. Continuing to receive feedback from the field, push technologies of how down the road we can make something that's better and better delivers on user needs as well as they continue to change. So a great example is going to be that our next generation of our handheld blowers. So we've already seen the handheld blower space and really this unit adopted as a great supplemental solution for routine cleanups and for when something like a backpack blower is maybe not necessary at the time. But with this solution compared to our earlier generations, we're able to offer the highest constant power, so really hitting peak power and performance for moving a lot of material. Also as well, full throttle under 1 second. Mm-hmm. Knowing a lot of frustrations with gas and startups, especially in the blower space, be able to immediately get to work, again, in under 1 second. And then lastly, too, we know that noise is so important when looking at the blower space and for how often that they are used. So this specifically is going to offer 40% quieter noise compared to our previous generation. So a very big upgrade to really one of our cornerstone products in the outdoor power equipment space. So already obviously have seen great adoption over the years with our Gen 1 into Gen 2 and so on, but we didn't want to stop there. We want to keep pushing ourselves and pushing technology, and that's really what you and your audience is going to see with our third generation coming out in the near future.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love handheld blowers. They're my go-to. When I used to use exclusively backpack blowers, and then again when my trailer got stolen and everything got ripped off out of it, I had to get back to work the very next day. So the first thing I replaced, I got a string trimmer and I just got a handheld blower just to tide me over until the insurance and all that sort of work itself. And ever since that day, I have not gone back to using a backpack blower for daily, like weekly maintenance. I only use the backpack blowers for like cleanup jobs and stuff. And handheld blowers are my go-to. I just love them. They're just so convenient and efficient and easy to use and get into tight spaces with and stuff. And they're just fantastic. And they've taken up probably 90% of my season now is utilizing handheld blowers. Next on my list that I wanted to touch on is my favorite of all the Milwaukee tools, and that's the hedge trimmers. You guys launched initially with a handheld, I think it was a 24-inch hedge trimmer, and then you introduced the quick lock system a couple years later with the attachment and the articulating. I have that's the one tool that I transitioned to completely from the day I used it. I stopped using gas-powered hedge trimmers from that day forward as soon as I tried that Milwaukee. And it's the one thing that I always recommend people if you want to. You're not sure about battery power. You're not sure. Try hedge trimmers first. It'll completely convince you all of the benefits when you're using battery-powered hedge trimmers. But you guys have now gone into a bunch of different models and stuff. So maybe talk a little bit about that, including like your smaller sort of detail hedge trimmer and all that.
Sure. Yeah, so when looking at our hedge trimmer lineup, like you said, one of our first products that we launched was that M18 Fuel 24-inch hedge trimmer. And really what we saw with early on adoption of users wanted the runtime of gas as well as really the power that they were currently seeing on the day-to-day job to really make that not only just conversion, but full-on replacement. And we were really able to hit it with our M18 fuel hedge trimmer. So we're really able to offer the power to cut up to 3/4-inch branches. So as I'm sure you know, and you've seen it yourself, yep, those can get pretty dense as you're cutting. And really, it's a low vibration, low noise tool. It's still able to pack a pretty powerful punch. Also as well, we're able to cut up to 30% faster than other battery powered competitors in its class. So not only are we able to get through that denser material, but able to get through it a lot quicker and get you through the job way more efficient. But ultimately too, and one of the biggest things we obviously hear with that battery conversion is runtime. So with our kitted high output 8 amp hour battery, that's or what we recommend using with that tool, you're able to get up to 2 hours per charge just on one battery. Yeah, so really what we've seen with guys, and I'm sure you've seen as well, of even on your heaviest days of hedge trimming, this is really able to take you close to the finish line, if not all the way there, for on your most intense days. Yeah. So something easy where as you've seen already, and I'm sure some of your audience has seen as well, just not having to deal with a tool like a hedge trimmer with one, the gas startups of just starting up the tool itself and the frustrations of maintenance and so on. But also too, that tool is used pretty close and sometimes, right up in your face, yes, as you're sculpting and shaping hedges and moving it around. So completely removing that exhaust, that noise coming, yep, right at your face as you're using the tool, a huge win that we're able to deliver. It's been one of our most successful products that we've had.
Yeah, absolutely.
So massive win there on the M18 system. Yeah. And then, you bring up a good point as well. We have our Quick Lock solution. So our Quick Lock articulating hedge trimmer has a 20-inch dual-sided blades as well as 13 different operating positions. And we've seen guys really take to this solution for clearing perennials and grasses, just shaping the sides of hedges when they want more extended reach, as well as obviously the extended reach of getting above for those larger hedges too. So very similar story with some of the benefits that we saw in our current M18 handheld, really providing the power to cuts, power to cut more dense material, as well as none of the gas headaches, and getting that ability to articulate and change based off the needs of your job is a huge win that we're able to provide. So again, had seen great adoption with that solution as well. And then the last one you mentioned, one that we're very excited about too. In introduction back about just over, I would say, 2 years ago, with our M12 Fuel 8-inch hedge trimmer. Mm-hmm. So one of our early on tools on for outdoor power equipment on the M12 system. So what we currently saw out there with that tool was users, one, lugging out their larger hedge trimmers, something like a 24-inch or even larger sometimes, to still do everything on the job, maybe when it wasn't the right tool for what the user needed to do for sculpting and shaping smaller hedges, as well as trying to get into tight access areas. So that's something we really wanted to tackle, to give compact power and maneuverability for hedge trimming. So it's really ideal for those sculpting and shaping applications when space can really be at an absolute premium. So we're able to really offer increased control and access with this tool at just under 4 pounds, being able to operate the tool one-handed. So not having to lug out your 24-inch blade when trying to use it in between shrubs. But despite this, the smaller size, we're still able to provide the power that users need with power to cut up to 1/2-inch branches. So in something on the M12 system, something that a huge benefit that we can still not only give you the size that you want, but we're not going to be compromising on power too. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, when we look at all other emerging, subcompact hedge trimmers in the space across both 12 volt, 18 volt, et cetera, we're able to provide the fastest cutting in our class, in the subcompact class, for this type of hedge trimmer. So really excited to see what the solution has done over the years. And again, a unique solution we're able to provide for commitment to what users are doing and making sure they have the right tool for the right job.
Yeah, very cool. The like I said, the hedge trimmers are my absolute favorite. One thing I touch on, the articulating one, mm-hmm, I found a really great use for it is kind of using it and I'll articulate the head and kind of hold it like a hockey stick, and I'll do all like the low sure. ivy hedges and stuff with it without having to bend down to do it and have that, you know, pain in your back from doing a long low-lying hedge like that, and it works fantastic in that. And a quick story I'll share with the hedge trimmers as well, something I've shared on the podcast before, is when clients, predominantly I've got mowing clients, and then they'll ask me to do hedge trimming, things like that, but I never promise them what day I will be arriving to do the hedge trimming. I kind of work it around mm-hmm. certain days, and I had one in particular, a corner lot, and he said, hey, it's that time of year again, can you do all the shrub trimming and all the shaping and all the stuff in the front? I said, yeah, no problem. He says, whenever you can get to it. I said, okay. So a couple weeks passed, I showed up and I had all my Milwaukee stuff. I was all trimming it, and he left out the back door and got into his car, and he drove around the street and he saw me, and he pulled over and he goes, mm-hmm. I didn't even know you were here. And I was like, I'm just wrapping up. And he says, like, we didn't even hear you. I said, yeah, I'm using all this battery Milwaukee stuff. And he's like, that's amazing. Our grandson is asleep in the bedroom right beside the window that you're trimming at, and he didn't even wake up. And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many benefits from using that battery power stuff. Like you said, it's just so much quieter, the fumes and all that stuff, especially with the head trimmers, and the runtime is fantastic. For me, I have not done a job where I've needed to change a battery with the quick lock system. Like I said, that 2 hours yeah. is more than enough to get through a larger hedge and get a job done. And for me, it's been fantastic. So,
yeah, that's great to hear. So people don't just have to listen to me. They can trust you as well.
Trust me, the audience has probably heard me raving about the hedge trimmers at nauseam. I just love them yeah. so much.
That's so awesome. That's great to hear.
The pruning shears. Again, like I mentioned, this is yes. one that I saw and I met you there. Super excited about that. And again, it seems like a very unique tool. I don't think I've seen very many or any other offerings out there in terms of that sort of space. So let's talk a little bit about that and the capabilities of these.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of my favorite products that, you know, I have a lot of pride that we've been able to work on here. Yeah. So coming out to the market in just 1 month is going to be the M18 brushless telescoping pole pruning shears, which is going to be really the industry's first dedicated telescoping unit for the professional for bypass pruning. So as we took really our first approach at it, when it's funny, Julio, what you mentioned before of that manual unit that you were using, we kind of took a look and said, not a lot, if anyone, is innovating in this space. It's a totally untapped area with a very, very obviously heavily dominated manual market for this area. So we said, how can we really provide meaningful innovation and disruptive innovation in this space? So that's what we were able to do here. So this solution is able to provide fast, clean pruning with really none of the frustrations of manual pulling that I'm sure you and a few members of your audience are used to.
No more rope burns.
So no more rope burn. I know I've done a few of those myself. I'm not going to lie, but it's amazing then how just one or two trigger pulls makes you feel like you're in a whole different world with this tool. So we're able to provide really the cut capacity of up to 1 3/4 inch branch for that bypass pruning mechanism with the blade that we have provided. So we saw users as they were stepping up into the larger diameter pruning, really those manual solutions just getting through denser and larger branches. One, if they were even able to get through it, they're going to really struggle, as I'm sure you're familiar with it, pulling the rope, all the fatigue, the burn on your hand and so on. And then also, two, that's just one cut that you're doing. You know, when talking and partnering with users in the field, they're saying on heavy days of dormancy pruning or on our big pruning days, depending on the year, we're doing upwards of hundreds of prunes in these smaller diameter branches. So therefore, we said, how can we really attack this to provide a industry-leading solution for something that is used so often by landscape maintenance professionals and so on? So we have provided this tool to offer 7 feet of collapse reach. So if you have lower hanging stuff, you do obviously have 7 feet of reach there, but easily telescopes out to 10 feet for overall reach. For overall tool length. And then that's just for the length of the tool itself. As you pick it up and use it, we've seen users get upwards of 12 feet in the air for overall reach of the tool as they're using it. So, but the main things you want to hit on is what I mentioned before, of really attacking a very heavily manually dominated space. So compared to manual solutions right now with that rope and pulley mechanism, we're able to provide up to 3 times faster application speed than what users are currently doing today on manual. You know, we've partnered with users who said they're taking an hour job down to just 20 minutes out in the field, and they're able to get so much more done. And then on top of it, not only are they able to get it fast to do it faster, but it's taking away all those frustrations of fatigue and muscle activation through your body with something like a manual rope and pulley mechanism. So we're able to provide as well up to 80% less peak muscle activation in your upper body when using our solution versus a manual solution. So that 80% of that you're all feeling in your delts and your upper arms as you're holding and pulling that rope through, switching over to this solution, we, again, reduce that by 80%. And that's really going to compound over doing those hundreds of cuts per day, not only doing them faster, but also having a way less toll on your body and allowing you to get more work done by being fresher. So I'm very excited about this product, obviously, as I'm sure in your audience can tell. But, something brand new to the space. We're really looking. This is by no means where we're going to stop with the pruning space and for the smaller diameter bypass pruning. And very excited how we're going to see this used and adopted in the field and ultimately carry that momentum forward as well.
Yeah, it's very exciting for me, especially, like I said, when my stuff back in 2015 got stolen, including the traditional pulley rope one, and I it was the one tool I did not replace because I didn't like using it. And so for me, this is opening up that income again of doing those jobs that I previously was not doing because I didn't have the tool and I didn't want to use those traditional tools, because like I said, for me it was like it's trying to avoid getting on a ladder because of safety issues and things can happen. But with the rope and pulley, if it got stuck up there, then I'm stuck having to get a ladder and get up in the tree anyways and do all that to get the thing unstuck and all that. So it was just one of those things. So when I saw the amount of power that this thing goes through with like 1.75 inch branches, it was like, that's crazy. Like you pull the button and it's like going through butter. It's pretty exciting for me to be able to look and go, okay, now I'm like, already thinking about like all the client trees and stuff going, oh, like now I can like finally, be more aggressive about getting to do the pruning and stuff on those bigger trees and things like that I previously would be avoiding. So let's just take a quick break and then we'll get back right into it right after this, so stay tuned.
Summer showers, dust that chokes, acres that just won't end. Exmark knows the job of a landscape professional isn't an easy one. That's why we've crafted a legendary line of mowers built to overcome any obstacle. So you're ready to close the deal and finish the job, like you always do. Cut from the same red metal as your Exmark mower, you aren't just good at this. You were built for this.
Cress is leading the transition from gas-powered lawn equipment for professional use with the industry's first truly game-changing innovation in battery-powered OPE. The Cress 8-Minute Cyber System allows Cress-made 60-volt batteries to fully charge in 8 minutes or less. Now, professional landscapers can replace their gas-powered equipment without sacrificing performance, power, or runtime. And with a full line of equipment benchmarked against gas-powered products, landscapers can finally take charge of their business and make the switch to battery. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit Cress.com. Cress, we power the professionals.
Another tool that I really sort of opened my eyes and traditionally with gas ones was something I wasn't a big fan of using was chainsaws. Milwaukee introduced their first chainsaw, and I've got videos on YouTube and stuff of me using this thing, and I was absolutely blown away by the power compared to a gas chainsaw on like the size logs I was able to cut. And just again, the benefits of battery. A quick story again. I've got a recreational property, and it's sort of like a community property where everybody kind of owns, kind of like a state campground, but everybody owns their own spot. So they had an area where they had to clear a bunch of trees, and they basically said, hey, free firewood. You can go out there and cut it yourself. You know, the logs are down, just cut those ones that are marked. But problem, we're in the Pacific Northwest, and it was a wildfire season, so no gas chainsaws allowed. So exactly, I was like, I got a battery one. I'm allowed to, you know, that one is allowed, right? So I was the only one there in the campsite able to take advantage of the free wood. And I was cutting these massive logs, and I had a video showing me cutting them down and stuff. And it's like, it's crazy how much power that unit, but you guys have now expanded that lineup from that original chainsaw to now top handle chainsaws. The hatchet ones that we mentioned. So maybe talk a little bit about that, those chainsaw offerings.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, one of our first products that we released back in 2017, 2018 area with the M18 Fuel 16-inch chainsaw. Now, one thing we initially saw right off the bat with this, was it was kitted with our high-output 12-amp-hour battery.
Yep.
And guys were saying that through denser material, it's not just one or two cuts that you're going to be doing, as I'm sure you've seen yourself, how much work that you need to get done. So right off the bat, we're able to offer this up to 150 cuts per charge in something equivalent to, you know, 6x6 cedar or so.
Yeah.
So very, very immense runtime gain. So it's not just the one cut that we are looking to replace with gas. Really, it's the to get that total gas replacement, you need to match those productivity needs. And that's what we were able to achieve there. Also, as well, then in application when using the tool, we are able to provide you know, speed of cut that is going to be faster than something like a 40cc gas engine. So getting up to speed in under 1 second, really outperforming 40cc gas with none of the gas headaches and frustrations for maintenance that a lot of you and your audience have seen was a huge win in this space. And we were able to really carry that momentum into what was then our next offering with our hatchets. So we kind of touched on earlier before, you know, the M12 fuel hatchet. And how that product came to market. And we were really able to, at Milwaukee Tool, create the hatchet category. That's something that we have a lot of pride in. And as I mentioned earlier, we really wanted to provide that unmatched control and access and accessibility for the user. Now, as we're able to provide that in a really compact ergonomic platform, we are still very similar to our other stories on M12 I mentioned before as well. We weren't going to compromise on power. So we can really provide the power to cut up to 3-inch hardwoods with this as well. And then again, too, it's not just about the one cut. It's about the whole story of productivity. So up to 120 cuts per charge here. And it was a fantastic product still to this day that we've seen. It generated a ton of momentum for what we were doing for outdoor power equipment. But then as we continue to push further, as we really looked at the commitments, as I mentioned in 2020, one large area as well that we're obviously not just stopping at with landscape maintenance professionals, but also tree service individuals and tree care industry. So that is why we really wanted to target the arborists and those tree care professionals who are using something like a top handle chainsaw, their main weapon of choice they're using every single day to do their job. So a lot of excitement around one of our recent launches with the M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw. So, you know, with this solution, again, really dedicated for the outdoor, for the tree care and professional and the arborist who this is a day in and day out tool they're going to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. So not only are we really able to, not only are we able to provide power here, but we're able to cut faster than a 35cc gas engine, which again is really seen as one of the highest adopted solutions really out there in the industry at 35cc, and we're able to outperform it. And then for those individuals who are in trees, in a bucket truck, in the canopy, et cetera, really, gas headaches and gas frustrations can be a real problem as you're trying to communicate with your ground crew where you need to drop a log and you have a gas chainsaw running in your ear. You're not able to communicate as efficiently with your team. Also, as well, I've personally never done this myself, but trying to pulse start a gas top handle chainsaw in the canopy of a tree as you're up there can I'm sure be a little daunting. Yep. And that's why we're able to provide obviously instant startup and instant power. So a massive commitment that we made to the tree care industry and to the arborist. And again, not just stopping there by any means. And then I would say also as well, we launched the M18 fuel hatchet for the hatchet on our M18 system for users who said, hey, I'm already established on the M18 system. You know, would love something on a hatchet style on here, as well as a little bit larger bar for performance. So that's what we were able to deliver here and carry that hatchet momentum, not just stopping at M12, but into M18 as well with our M18 fuel hatchet.
Yeah.
But, and then our most recent launch that's from end of last year is going to be our M18 fuel telescoping pole saw.
Okay. Yeah.
So we know that pole saws right now are not necessarily a daily use tool for that user they're going after mm-hmm. for in the tree care industry. So we really feel like we have a lot of innovation here that is really going to resonate with this user. As you talked about with users right now, we've seen have really hate using gas pole saws as is. They sit away a while. You got to bring them out, start them up. Mm-hmm. They sometimes don't have the right gas in them, and it's just a real pain to really start those up. So we're able to provide the most powerful, fastest cutting solution here with our pole saw and outperform any competitor right now, gas or battery, in the pole saw space. So just our next commitment to the arborist, to the tree care professional, to really, again, just round out our current offering for extended reach cutting with chainsaws. So I know there was a lot right there, but yeah. I wanted to hit on how it didn't just start with our 1/16-inch chainsaw, how even though we started there, we're just getting started for our chainsaw category.
Yeah, some great points there. Especially with the sort of, you know, in lawn care, chainsaws aren't the main tool. It's not the thing you're using every day. And that's what really drew me to the battery stuff was because
yeah.
a lot of times it would just be one cut or something I would need to do. And it would take me longer to start the stupid chainsaw because it's been sitting for sure. months in the corner of the garage to do the one cut where the battery, you just throw it in and it's ready to go. You know, it's just so efficient. And then another thing you mentioned that really dawned on me that I hadn't thought about was those professional arborists. I actually just uploaded a video a couple of days ago. I was walking my dog and there was some arborists doing some tree work in a massive tree. The guy was probably 100 feet or so up in the air and he taking down some really massive branches. They eventually took the entire tree down. And I just sat there watching them and stuff. And what you mentioned about him mm-hmm. talking to his team on the ground was he was always having to shut the chainsaw off to be able to talk to them.
Yeah.
And they were yelling because just the distance of how high he was up in the tree to hear each other. And then having to start the chainsaw again and then do his cut and then shut it off and communicate. So yeah, that completely like dawned on me when you said that. I was like, oh yeah, like that
makes sure, yeah.
total sense. Like you wouldn't have to deal with any of that. It's quiet when you're not using it. There's no starting it. There's no, you just push the button and go. So let's talk about string trimmers. This was like the first OPE tool that Milwaukee originally introduced. I still have my original first generation one, and
okay.
It's probably one of my favorite tools for being so well balanced with the weight and the battery and just little design details in it. I was actually really surprised that Milwaukee came out with such a well thought out design for their very first sort of OPE tool when they came out with it. But you guys have since expanded as well. There's now a dual battery offering with a 17-inch swath. There's brush, you know, bicycle handle brush cutters. So maybe let's talk about all the trimmer offerings.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll start with that first one. Really what since we launched that back in 2017, really what we're focusing on now is one of our key solutions is going to be that M18 Fuel Quick Lock String Trimmer. Now, the string trimmer, as I'm sure that you and your audience can testify to, is this is essentially being used on basically every single property.
Yeah.
In one way, shape, or form, another, this is every single day and every property this is getting touched on. So we had to make sure that not only did we meet the user needs, we really surpassed what they were expecting from the battery standpoint, because this is such a critical tool that is going to be really used so aggressively. So with that, with our quick oxygen trimmer, we're offering immense power, with power to clear thick brush. It's not just for edging thin stuff or floating in application. It's about clearing out the dense stuff when needed. So that's what we're able to provide on our M18 system. And then again, eliminating those frustrations of gas by getting full throttle in under 1 second. So immediate work that can get done up to full speed. But one thing that you mentioned earlier that I wanted to call out too is the design. So it's very balanced for better control in use. Be holding it at the bale handle with the battery, and you'll feel it essentially pretty parallel to the ground to give less strain on the user for how long they're using this tool. So it's been one of our highest adopted solutions, and on the Quick Lock system has really unlocked a whole potential range of solutions. As we mentioned, the hedge trimmer before, and we announced 5 attachments this past year at Pipeline with our reciprocator, bed redefiner, our additional hedge trimmer, our blower on the Quick Lock system on top of our already established solutions, going up in the double digit mark. We're just getting started with how we're unlocking the power of Quick Lock, and string trimmer is really going to be what is going to be the user's first impression and first reaction to our system. So a lot of success there. But then, yeah, as you mentioned, a Pipeline, we're very excited this past year to announce the M18 fuel dual battery string trimmer, or the 17-inch string trimmer. So with this, it is the most powerful string trimmer in the industry today. And with that, we're able to provide the fastest clearing speed. So dense, thick brush that users are going through, up to 40% more powerful than 31cc gas competitors. So it's not just about giving you a string trimmer that can only do some things. It's about really hitting those peaks of what you would expect from what was your gas solution now into outperforming what we can do from battery. And then getting this done way quicker by clearing that thicker brush with the fastest clearing capability that we have here. And then too, very similar story to a lot of our products, and especially with string trimmers, getting full ramp up in under 1 second, totally eliminating those repetitive pull starts, as again, for how often this tool is being used, that downtime is really going to add up. So very excited at the performance that we're seeing here and where we've been able to really push technology. And we're going to keep growing, just like every other category, not just in Milwaukee, but in outdoor, but specifically with string trimmers. So really seen as a huge cornerstone for the industry and for a lot of the people that I'm sure, listen in here, and we're excited to provide a class-leading performance here.
Yeah. And again, with the battery stuff, I keep touting like the advantages that you notice that you don't necessarily maybe think of. I remember with gas, when I was using gas string trimmers, when it would start to get into like late October, November, it would start getting really cold. And that first start of the morning sometimes was so difficult. I would literally take my gas string trimmers. I would keep the remote start on my truck running, on my diesel truck. And I would hold the gas trimmer inverted so that the motor was at the bottom. And I would be holding it in the stream of the diesel exhaust to warm up the motor before I would start it, so that it would actually start easy and stay running. Otherwise, it would be such a pain in cold weather to get the a two-stroke engine started. So it's once I went to battery, it was like there's no issue. Put a battery in, you turn it on, you're good to go. So it's very neat to see the different offerings and as that technology progresses, to be able to do things like brush cutters and stuff like that. And it was a neat demonstration there at the Equip Expo. No corn brooms were spared in the demonstration of that dual battery line.
I think
it was flying through those.
Out of route. Yeah, I would have really hated to be a broom that day. It was going to be a tough fate for you. But you saw it firsthand for yourself, just do something like that, a really thick, dense application.
Yeah.
To be able to really blow through.
Yeah, just went through, no issue. So I think left on the list there for tools is the mower. Another offering that you guys came out with a couple of years ago, I think now it's been. One of my clients' neighbors was super excited to see that I was using a Milwaukee trimmer one day. I guess it kind of verified his choices of having a Milwaukee trimmer, that to see a professional landscaping company using a Milwaukee trimmer. He came over excitedly and asked me how I liked it. And I was like, yeah, I really like it. And then he was showing me, called me into his garage and showed me all his Milwaukee tools. And he said he had just ordered the mower and he was so excited for it. And then when it came, he's like, oh, you want to try it and stuff. It was so funny. He was so excited. So I've got a video clip of me trying it in his backyard, pushing the mower and stuff. And it was very powerful for an ME team mower. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yes, the ME team Fuel 21-inch self-propelled mower. Now, when we were getting into this space, we wanted to make sure that not only would we just enter into the cordless mower area, but we really wanted to, like a lot of our approaches, really disrupt and make a meaningful entry into the space. And really, I think that's what we've been able to do here. And I think what you and your users have potentially seen as well. So that first note that you were mentioning, we are able to offer more max torque and power than a 200cc gas engine. So what that M18 fuel technology is able to do is give you more max torque when starting up in thick, wet grass, where other units were, you have to rock them back on their rear wheels, let the blade run, then engage the grass. We're able to fully start up under that, more intense load of material to get you started quicker. And then two, we're really able to not just get you started in cutting, but also provide the best cut quality right now, whether it's mulching, bagging, side discharge, etc. And if you look at where it starts with our steel deck design that we've optimized, we have higher blade speed and really superior airflow to help move those grasses up, allow them to get cut quicker by that blade to make sure you're not leaving any misplaced grass, clumps, and really providing you with that pristine look that you are looking for. Then lastly, too, I know I sounded potentially like a broken record this, but it's so important when looking at this space, is that getting full throttle with a mower in under 1 second. Mm-hmm. I would say it was probably, when I was a kid, my least favorite startup tool of gas products that we had, is that wide range of pole starting a gas mower. But in just under 1 second, right at 0.7 really, we're able to fully ramp up, even in that more wet and aggressive load for grasses, depending on where you are. So more productivity and really providing you that self-propel power and control right off the bat, compared to other competitors where it takes a minute with a couple of delays to get you started. We're trying to get you started quicker and have you complete a more efficient job. So something we've seen a lot of success with so far. I think a lot of users, a lot of your audience and yourself who've seen it would really agree to the performance we're able to deliver here, and how much easier we're making work able to do for the user.
Awesome. So one thing I wanted to ask you about, something that kind of, for me, looking when I'm looking at the Milwaukee tools and looking like online and kind of maybe planning out purchases and things like that, is the mix of batteries that Milwaukee offers. And sometimes it can be confusing. Sure. To me, like I see things like Red Lithium and Red Lithium High Output and Red Lithium Now Forge that you guys announced. And then there's like CP and XC and HD batteries. So can you maybe clarify what the different levels are and how that works?
Sure. Yeah. Let's walk through all that. So let me first say, when looking at our batteries that we're offering across M12, M18, and MX Fuel, really it comes down to compatibility. We are able to offer full frontwards and backwards compatibility for the user from when we launched even M12 and M18 back in 2007 all through today. We're really the only brand right now that is able to say that. So with that as well, as we've really been pushing technologies, and I'll only touch on one set just about outdoor, although as we kind of mentioned and led this conversation with how we are in the early stages of the journey for outdoor power equipment, we've been really the first to the first to lithium ion technology with batteries back in all the way in 2005. So right now we're on our ninth generation of the lithium ion battery, while our competitors right now are just on their first or second generation, and they're figuring out problems right now that we figured out decades ago. Mm-hmm. So our competencies here in batteries, motors, electronics, charging, et cetera, really give us a full leg up. And as one of the first things that you mentioned, a lot of users who you've seen who have the M18 power tool side and M12 power tool side, now getting an outdoor, that same high performance and commitment that users have seen for decades now on M18, M12, and now MX is going to be carried into OPE. But that's just how I wanted to really set the stage. But let's talk about through the different types of batteries that you mentioned. So the different types of battery types, I'm by no means the expert, but I think I can give you a pretty straightforward answer here. So our CP batteries are really going to be most compact. So they're CP for compact, for using in really applications that are going to require lighter weight and smaller size for more ergonomics when using the tool. So next from there, we step up into our XC battery. That's going to be our best balance point of size, weight, power, and runtime. You'll see a lot of those example kitted with our M18 fuel hammer drill and impact driver as one of our key offerings for the power tool space, obviously compatible over an outdoor power equipment, but really gives you the best of both worlds between size and weight and that power and runtime. Then lastly, our HD batteries are really going to be for our high power and longest runtime for much harder duration on the tool and on the battery. So think of high demand applications for your users in the outdoor power equipment space. That's what you want to be putting into your 16-inch chainsaw that we mentioned before, and your dual battery mower. When something like a high output battery, which isn't fully HD, but you want more of a balance there when using something like a string trimmer or a hedge trimmer, etc. So yeah, just think CP for compact, XC for that balance in between, and HD for really our heaviest duty battery set for more power and more runtime.
Okay.
And then from across these as well, we really fit them into standard red lithium, red lithium high output, and then our newest edition of red lithium Ford. So when we look at standard red lithium, that's what you see on a lot of our tools with the red lithium text that is coded on there as well. They're able to provide, again, more of that higher end of lithium ion performance with, again, more of that balance with weight and power, also as well with runtime, so not too intense. Then we go up to something like red lithium high output, a lot of what you'll see our outdoor power equipment kitted with. It's going to provide you, compared to what was before standard red lithium high output, way cooler performance and way harder performance for the tool. And then lastly is what we get into, what we're very excited about with Red Lithium Forge. So brand new technology that we're bringing to market and excited about. So we're able to provide something like our Red Lithium XC 6 amp hour battery, one of our newer ones that has been launched, the same power as the high output 12 amp hour battery, now just on a smaller size.
Okay.
But really, we saw with Forge, one of the huge benefits we're able to unlock is it's not just how the pack can perform, but it's also with the outdoor power equipment user and with a lot of our users as well. It's about pack turnaround time, how quickly you can get from one pack charged and moving on to the next job. So with our Forge batteries, we're able to provide a 15-minute supercharge for up to 80% of the battery capacity on something like one of our newer dual bay charger that we're able to offer. That's our M18 dual bay simultaneous supercharger. So when that's paired with the Forge battery, again, up to 80% charge in 15 minutes with that pack. And then also too, we're able to provide longer life compared to red lithium as well. So that's kind of the step up strategy when looking at now. Hopefully you and your users can kind of understand, you know, what these phrases and sub brands are going to mean for each of these batteries and how they can really justify and think about the work they need to get done and what's going to be the best battery that really balances all of their needs.
Okay. Very cool. You mentioned there a couple of chargers. What sort of charging solutions? Because that's one of the things, like people, some of the pushback that you get from people transitioning is like, you know, you need a ton of batteries and then you got to charge. Is there, like, obviously a lot of these tools are going to come with rapid chargers that are very quick and stuff, but does Milwaukee offer solutions for chargers that are like multiple batteries that you can kind of put in and plug in and then just have them sort of sequentially charge each one without worrying about it at the end of the day? Or
yeah, that's that's one great thing that we can talk about. We have a great solution for that as well. I'll just take a real quick step back. I'm looking at the outdoor user. It's not just the gas performance that we're trying to mimic. It's really the full gas replacement. And that does not just mean, as we talked about before, the one cut through each of these. It's about the whole ecosystem to match their productivity needs throughout the day. And that's how many packs they need to get through during the day. What does overnight charging look like? And are they able to fully support this? So whether you're in California and want to do that full immersion and full immersion into battery and full commitment off the bat, we really have a type of package that's really designed for you to do that. Also for other companies and for other users who are listening to the show about who want to test out, and maybe it's a certain product, like I want to outfit my crew right now with all cordless head trimmers and see how that goes, or do one crew that's, this is the electric crew, and then we're going to see what does our pack consumption look like, and then roll that out to the larger company. So we have different packages and different focuses for each of these users for their understand their consumption needs and ultimately their charging needs. But one product I specifically want to focus on is going to be our M18 Packout 6-Bay Rapid Charger. So this, as you mentioned before, is going to be our M18 charger on our Packout system that is a 6-Bay sequential charger. So it's able to charge 6 batteries and move 2 at the same time to the next 2 to the next 2. So therefore, you don't have to sit there and set timers or focus. We've heard users saying, I just have one battery on the charger. I need to set a timer at 3 o'clock in the morning to get up, swap that battery, and it's ready to go for the next day. Yeah, we have a lot of solutions in the charging space, and that being a real hero one for something like overnight charging, or for someone who's really on site on a property who has access to power and is able to really charge more packs quicker. And then I will say as well, for that user who's looking for more mobile, for on the go charging as well, we have what is now our roll-on power supply, which is able to, you're able to charge, and then also as well as able to then, you're able to roll out, uncord it to anything else, and charge something like our M18 Packout 6-Bay sequential charger, two of them paired with the solution to be able to churn through more packs. So thought about just not how can you optimize the one battery, but also two, what does that full ecosystem look like? And those are a couple of key charging solutions that would have really helped that conversion.
Oh, okay. So is that something that you would like, you could take with you, and it's sort of like a pre-charged battery that would charge the smaller battery? Is that what you're kind of mentioning, or?
Yeah, so that's one thing we're excited about. That's newer. That's our roll-on power supply. So really, it's for that instant setup, not needing any kind of running any cords or generators, et cetera, if you're running any kind of larger outdoor equipment. But yeah, you're able to charge this core in the roll-on power supply, and then from there, you're able to freely roll that and take that where you need to, and then hook up your chargers and your devices to the solution that then can provide you power on the go. And when you're away from something like an outlet on the wall or from away from the grid, that can actively charge your batteries out in the field.
Oh, that's awesome. That can totally see tons of different uses for that in all sorts of industries to be able to utilize that and not have to have, 500 batteries with you during a day or something like that, to be able to have charging on the go as you're going by charging that one device and going through there. That is fantastic. And it's so neat, especially I think one of the biggest advantages with Milwaukee is just the selection of tools. It's not just like we touched on OPE stuff today, but there's so many other different tools. Like I mentioned previously, I've noticed that you guys have like plate compactors and concrete saws and all these things that are, more construction, but definitely used in landscaping for patios and brickwork and things like that as well. And then there's the whole mechanic tool side of it for single owner operators like me, solo operators that do all their own maintenance things, like impact guns and stuff like that, to have those tools and to be able to use the same batteries that you're using on the OPE stuff and to pop it into an impact gun and maybe take the wheels off your trailer and do whatever you need to do there, and all that is just a massive advantage, not having to have these separate platforms for every type of tool that you have out there is just a, you know, it's a huge advantage that Milwaukee has, having so many different tools that run off of the M18 or M12 systems. And you know, going down right down to your one of my other favorite things that Milwaukee makes that we didn't touch on, that I wouldn't trade for the world, is my heated vest.
Yes.
From work to
Northwest, I'm sure you get a lot of use out of that.
From work to you know, whenever we do get snow, using that to watching my kids outdoors, university soccer games and stuff like that in the cold and rain in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm like toasty with my Milwaukee vest on, and other parents will be complaining, oh, it's so cold, and I'll like unzip my jacket and kind of show them the logo lit up, and they're like, oh, that's cheating.
I'm sure you get a couple head scratches and seeing the red light on your vest, but you know, as they're all scratching their head, you're smiling nice and warm.
That's awesome. So thank you so much. I think, is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
No, I mean, thank you so much for the time, Julio, and thank you to the audience as well. I would say this is by no means the end. This is just the beginning of where we're headed as Milwaukee Tool, and specifically for outdoor power equipment. So tune in. We will have a lot more solutions, not just on outdoor power equipment, but for the rest of the business as well, for pipeline of 2024. So be on the lookout for that. A lot more innovative solutions that you and your audience will be able to see.
Awesome. So thank you so much for your time today, Michael.
Of course. Thank you very much for having me.
So there you have it, Lawn Care Nation. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that value-packed interview episode with Michael Pilipovich from Milwaukee Tools. And hopefully we answered any of the questions that you may have about Milwaukee Tools' tool lineup there, especially with the OPE offerings that they have, and all of the different batteries. So that's it for this one, guys. Here's to wishing you guys all overwhelming success and freedom in your lawn care business. Bye for now.